well rested bye week, and how did you and your staff make use of the week?
Probably like everybody else. I think, if you go backwards to forwards, I got a chance to watch a lot of CAA football. I got a chance to be able to really be appreciative of our conference. The level of football, you really can't predict the doggone outcome week in and week out. For us, on the field, we gave them a couple days off, got back to work and worked Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Gave them the weekend off, and we got back to work this morning. So, had plenty of time to be able to evaluate, our strengths, our weaknesses, the things we need to improve on, to set our sights on, the next development of our football team, and then of course getting a little chance to get a jump on Hampton.
First question this morning from Steve McDowell. Good morning, Steve.
Morning, Rob. Thank you, Coach. Good morning.
How you doing, Steve?
Did you see a little extra energy this morning with your team after that time off back this morning?
Yeah, I did. I did. And it's an interesting question, but yeah, they came out, they were full of, of energy and excited to get back to work. So, I think that kind of goes with the coaches too. You get a couple of days off since July 31st, and I think that we came in, had a good sharp practice, and really excited to see what we're able to put together in the next week.
Do you know what your record is on games after bye weeks since you've come to UI?
I have no idea.
Want to guess? You've had eight of them. Because remember in 2014, our first
What
week
is
was
it?
our bye week. You've had eight games because COVID year. And what would you guess?
I'm not I, the one I remember, all right, the
Yeah.
one that's most significant was we went down and we got beat by James Madison 84-7.
Oh, okay. I
And
wasn't
then
gonna.
we had an off week. And we
Right.
came back and went down in Elon and we thumped them. And that was a testimonial to the character of this group as it was growing. But I have no idea. What's the record?
You're 5-3 after bye weeks, and you've won the last 3 years. So you're
Well,
doing something right, Coach, on those off weeks. You're living a good life.
thanks, buddy. I appreciate it.
How did you spend your Saturday other than catching up on CAA stuff when you had a Saturday off? What did you do?
I went on a huge long bike ride all around Jamestown, Rhode Island, and then I got settled in while Leslie Fleming made the typical. She shows me what she does on Saturday, and fed me lots of dips and all kinds of stuff, and watched football back and forth on about four. Just trying to control the channel changers. That was my challenge.
Sounds good. Thanks, Rob.
All right.
Your next question from Nick Coy. Good morning, Nick.
Morning, Rob. Thank you. Good morning, Jim. I'm backing my comfy chair for you this morning.
I saw you on Saturday. You had a good time down at the old Brown Bear Stadium. That was a wild finish, man.
What an ending. What an ending that was. Yeah, that was fun. That was fun. Yeah. So obviously you got to watch some football this weekend, but my question kind of relates to what you were saying before. You get so focused when you jump into camp, you jump into the season. As a coach and for your staff, just what does it do those couple of days to just put everything away and then come back and sort of give it a fresh look?
Important. I mean, we did get a couple of days recruiting in, so the coaches really didn't have, a whole bunch of time to sit back and eat jelly beans. But to have a chance to sit back and evaluate yourself statistically, your tendencies, those kinds of things, there's value in that. But I think it is, you give them a couple of days to get away and then you come on back and you get right back to work, right into the swing of things. And like I told them last week, you either come off a bye week, sharp and ready to play, or you come back and you slop around and don't tackle well and do stupid things because your timing isn't there. So we tried to get full speed action. But it certainly is. It's absolute benefit to have a bye at this point in time in the year. Good start, good time to have one. And now you got the baton death march ahead of you.
And then my other question, we talked about it a little bit last week, but the fact that your defense has what three fourth down stops inside near the goal line the last couple of weeks, just how much confidence, how much swagger does that give that unit, even in practice, knowing that, hey, if somebody needs a yard or two, they feel like they can stop anybody.
I think that there's a great amount of confidence with our defensive guys. Now, I mean, if you sit there and want to put, your future on stopping people in four downs on the goal line as we go forward, I mean, it would be somewhat incredible. But certainly is a boost for our football team. Kept them out of the end zone 3 times in 2 games, and that's really remarkable. Your defense is really limited down there to a couple of calls, and we just played them really well, and thankfully we ended up getting the stops. But I'd prefer not to let them get down there.
That makes sense. That makes sense. Thank you, Coach. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Next question from Kevin Stone. Go ahead, Kevin.
Hey, Coach, how you doing?
Good, Kev. How you doing?
Good, man. Good to see you. In terms of the quarterback situation, have you decided on a starter, or are you still sort of mulling that over? And do you feel like the team needs to know, or would you rather them sort of be on the edge, I guess?
I think the team is most important than anybody else out there, and the team will know when they know, and everybody else will know when they know. Like I've said all year long, we've got two guys that I think we can win with, and I think we've proven that. So, I mean, our question is to have the right formula going into this Hampton game, and we'll decide that as we get down to the tail end of the week.
Got a follow-up from Steve. Go ahead, Steve.
Thanks again, Rob. Coach, Nick Metz in the defense. Looking at some of the tackle numbers, a lot of tackles by your linebackers and the front line, but not a ton of solo tackles. You're getting a lot of guys to the ball, hats to the ball. Just talk about the pursuit as a group getting to the ball carrier.
Well, defense is obviously execution, but it's also an attitude, and I think every defensive coach in the country would say the same thing. The number one thing you have to do is play hard and swarm the football. And when you think about the word swarm, you think about a swarm of bees going at people. Hopefully they're a little bigger than that, but it's critically important that you get multiple people to the ball. Now, the thing we've got to improve upon is being able to make sure we got first in on tackle, second, third, and fourth are trying to get that ball on the ground. And when you look at a defense that's playing hard and playing physical, there usually is limited solo tackles. In fact, you don't like to see them unless they're on the perimeter. But we've got a great pride on defense. I think we have great leadership on defense, and they've answered the bell, and so we continue to expect them to get better and better throughout the year. And it all starts with effort and swarming the football and trying to take it off of people.
I can sneak one more in, Rob, if I could. Hampton coach, they had just 7 points against William and Mary, but prior to that, 28, 33, 37, 27 in their first 4 games. Just talk about their offense and the challenges it presents to you.
Yeah, I think that we all got to look at that game, and you see the score, and it was a little lopsided. But we also have to remember, with a couple minutes left to go in the third quarter, it was 21-7. So I mean, it was a very tight game. I didn't know, until the William and Mary game, how to evaluate the team, because I didn't know the people they had really played before. So when you look at the matchup, I think William and Mary has probably earned 11th in the country for a reason. And they played that way, but these guys, have a two-headed monster at quarterback. They're both of them have been able to move the football. The catalyst is number five, their running back. He's a guy we've got our eyes on tremendously. But solid group that has a lot of schematic things that you've got to be on point with assignment football.
Thanks, Coach. Thanks, Rob.
Yeah. Jim, when you talked about the two quarterbacks, how does that change your game plan? Do you see those guys, them doing different things depending on who's in there?
I haven't, I can't say that that's the case. I think that their offense looks fairly much the same with either quarterback that's in there. They give them the same type of presentation. So it's, sometimes you see a two-headed monster, and one guy is a mobile guy and one guy is a pocket passer. That's not the case here. They're both mobile, both can throw the ball, and both can run. So I think that they've just got to figure out who they want to be or play both throughout the season. That's their choice, and we obviously have the same kind of situation here.
Before I let you go, your team heads out of the bye week, 2-game winning streak. You're 1-0 in the league. How much momentum do you feel like you have headed into this stretch, as you said, on death mark?
The stretch is still a while away. You start looking at, you've got an October ahead of you that's, that really defines things. So, I think that there's confidence in our football team, but again, it's a short focus on Hampton, and every league win is so critically important. So, this is the Super Bowl this week, and we've got to go down on the road and beat a quality CA opponent and a team that we haven't played yet. So, I mean, we really don't know what to expect going to a different environment. And then, we've got to score, we've got to play our brand of football. I heard Greg talking about that, play our football game and make sure we're improved off of the last week. I mean, that's really our focus.
All right, Jim, thanks so much for the time this morning. Safe travels to Hampton, and we'll talk to you next Monday.